Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up. We order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 21. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 21, you are eligible for this list. From 5 to 1, who are your greatest 21s, D?
There are a lot of good 20 players who wore 21. You give dap to Dom DePace, local guy. Played with many years. He wore 21. Made it look good, man.
Lefty.
All right, so first up, I've got Roger Clemens. Oh. Wore 21 with the Sox and the Blue Jays. Two-time World Series champions. Seven Cy Young Awards. 354 wins. MVP. Triple Crown. He was pretty good, even though he did steroids. Number four, I'm going with LaDainian Tomlinson. Ooh. 162 career touchdowns, NFL MVP. Most touchdowns in the season, 31. Most rushing touchdowns in the season, 28. Second all-time in rushing touchdowns. Pretty damn good. Number three, I've got Roberto Clemente. Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder. Career 317 hitter, two-time World Series champion, 12 Gold Gloves, 4 batting titles, 15-time All-Star. And number two, I'm going with Deion Sanders. Played for the 49ers, Cowboys. I think he played for the Ravens, too.
Ravens.
But he also played baseball. Probably the second-best two-way player of all time. Surprisingly, 8 Pro Bowls, 6 all-time, 6 times All-Pro, Hall of Famer, All-90s team, 1994 Defensive Player of the Year. He's pretty much a stud. And number one, I've got the big fundamental. I've got Tim Duncan, Spurs great 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. 5-time All-Star. 15-time All-NBA, 15-time All-Star, 15-time All-Defensive Team, and he only played 19 seasons. 3-time MVP, Finals MVP, 2 MVPs. The dude was just amazing. Tim Duncan, what do you got, Z?
Molly B's offers unforgettable artisan-crafted cookies. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at mollybz.com.
Good choices. Very deep. Very deep. This list is so deep that you can end up leaving a guy like Roger Clemens or a guy like LaDainian Tomlinson off your list. Crazy. But I'm going to start with a personal favorite, probably a personal favorite of yours too. The Warrior, Paul O'Neill, 5-time All-Star, 5-time World Series winner, a batting champ, 281 career homers, 288 career batting average, 2,105 hits, and many broken water coolers left in his path. Known for his fiery intensity, he was unmatched, and he was the heartbeat of those late 90s Yankees. Number four, I gotta go with Tim Duncan. Averaged a double-double for his career. Hall of Famer, 15-time All-Star, 5-time NBA champ, 15-time All-NBA team, so on and so forth. 3-time Finals MVP. The list of accolades is long and distinguished, right? 2-time MVP, 75th anniversary, take a drink.
Take a drink.
What can be said about Tim Duncan? Has transitioned in coaching for the Spurs. Now he is acting almost as a surrogate caregiver for Greg Popovich as he's rehabbing from that stroke. And it's kind of endearing to see how that relationship between coach and player has evolved. Number three, I gotta go with Dion. I gotta go with Prime Time. Coach Prime, Neon Dion, whatever you want to call it. Prime Time. 2-time Super Bowl champ, 6-time All-Pro, 6-time Pro Bowler, 8-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer. The one knock on Dion, and it's not what he was paid to do. Dude couldn't tackle to save his life. But it wasn't his job to tackle. He was one of the preeminent defensive backs and kick returners in the NFL for his time. Number two, I got to go with Peter Forsberg from the Quebec Nordiques and the Colorado Avalanche. 2-time Cup winner, Calder Trophy winner, Hart Trophy winner, Ross Trophy winner, 3-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, NHL 100th anniversary, take a drink, 885 career points, 249 career goals, 636 assists, a plus 238 for his career. Pretty, pretty good for one Mr. Peter Forsberg. Funny enough, he was one of the throw-ins in the Eric Lindros trade that sent Lindros to the Flyers and the Nordiques to Colorado. Very interesting. And number one is Roberto Clemente, 15-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glover, 2-time champ, 2-time World Series champ, World Series MVP, and MVP outright, 4-time batting title, finished with exactly 3,000 hits. Finished with exactly 3,000 hits, and died at sea doing philanthropic work, age 38. Would he have come back for age 39? What would that have been? We don't know. Taken too young at age 38. But what a standout career. And one of the greatest outfield arms you will ever see. We talk about Vladdy. We talk about Ichiro. We talk about Griffey. Roberto Clemente had a hose, man. And he could gun you down from the app. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, fadeoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @fadeoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X @fadeoutdnz and let us know who your favorite 21s are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 22. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.